This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Daryl Ryder joins us right now. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He has good taste, and he joins us right now. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
Let's start Gardo's first. Are you mad at Terry Francona?
No, absolutely not. Good for him.
Didn't think you would be.
No, when I left that press conference a year ago, I had a feeling he'd be back sooner rather than later. He just needed to get his health in order, and I think he did all he could do here in Cleveland, and it was, you know, time for everybody to turn the page. So good for him. A little surprised he picked Cincinnati, but he's a big reason why the Guardians are in the playoffs this year. He's a big reason why the organization, and I posted this last night on X, to me, his legacy is that he finally got that organization out of the Mark Shapiro doldrums of pouting about being a small market and, oh, we can't compete and we have to be like the Florida Marlins and, you know, maybe once every 5 years we can get in the playoffs and, you know, maybe something good will happen. I mean, he completely, you know, changed the outlook and the attitude and the approach of that organization into, hey, you know what? Yeah, we're a small market team, but we can still win. And they won a lot under Terry Francona, and they came very close to winning it all. So good for him. Good luck down in Cincinnati, and can't wait for the Ohio Cup next year. I can't believe I just said those words, Ken. Can't wait for the Ohio Cup.
Good. Daryl, do you change your stance if Carl Willis is plucked off the bench?
Is Carl Willis the Guardians' Bill Callahan? Answer the question.
Yes, he is. I think he might be.
Wow.
Yep.
That is some tough talking, Daryl Ryder. Continue.
Hey, Carl's one of the best in the business, man. And, this organization, its strength has been pitching. And, they've not had to spend some of the big markets spend on their, you know, on their pitching. They develop it well. And I think Carl Willis has a big, big, big hand in all that.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Final Guardians question, is tomorrow a must win?
No, but you'd like to get off on the right foot, and especially with Detroit being the hottest team in baseball right now, you want to get that series started off with a 1-0 lead and hopefully dispose of them as quickly as possible. But my gut tells me this thing's going to go 5 games.
Wow. 5 games means we would see Skubal twice. I know Ken wondered, are we a little too worried?
Lima's hiding under the stairs. He doesn't want to see him once.
Yeah, are we too worried about him? What do you think? They've matched up against him only once this year in all those games, and they did get, 12 hits?
Ten hits. They hit him 10 times.
They did not score.
They only brought in one run.
Yeah, only scored one run, but he's clearly been the best starter.
Yeah. Really, my only concern about the Guardians going into this isn't so much the pitching. It is the offense, and can, they've had basically a week off now, and I'm just worried that their rhythm and timing and everything might be off a little bit, and it would take them a game or two, or hopefully not three, to get their rhythm again. This has been a very up-and-down offense this year, and I would say that's really the weakness of this team, is some of the inconsistencies that we've had with this offense and scoring runs. So, I like their chances, no question about it. They've had a great season, but the offense has to start swinging the bats right out of the gate starting tomorrow.
All right, Daryl, first, are you sick and tired of hearing about the term rust when it comes with Deshaun Watson in this offense? I know I thought he was good on Sunday, but I mean, that was a week ago now. But I'm hearing about rust. I'm like, man, come on. That's enough of this. We're 5 weeks into the season. You're 1-3. You're trying to save the damn thing. Let's go. Right.
Yeah, no, I mean, the excuses are over for me. This season is about performance. That's why I've been asking guys this week about just basically what's going on. This is a veteran team. This is not a young team. This is not a bunch of guys that are just trying to kind of find their way here or figure out the NFL. This is a veteran team. A lot of money has been spent on this team. It's the most expensive offense in the league, and they can't do squat. So, just about every statistical category, they're in the bottom third. They're like 24 and below. And that's just unacceptable. That's just the way it is. And as far as Deshaun Watson, the excuses are over as well. Okay, your offensive line is banged up. You're under pressure. You know what? The great players find ways to make the plays in spite of that. Now, in fairness to Deshaun, he hasn't had a lot of help from his receivers. The Browns lead the NFL in dropped passes. And again, it goes back to the self-inflicted wounds here. They're beating themselves, and that just has to stop. They didn't do that last year. I don't know why they're doing it this year, 4 games into this thing, but I'm really not interested in excuses anymore. They need to start winning football games. It's that simple.
How big of a help do you think Nick Chubb back in the lineup will be, and when do you think we'll see Nick Chubb?
I don't think you're going to see Nick for maybe another 2 weeks. I think the Cincinnati game, that October 20th, that's the game I have circled for his return. You're definitely not seeing him Sunday. I don't think you're going to see him at Philadelphia, but can you imagine what it'll be like October 20th, Nick Chubb runs out of that tunnel? What that atmosphere is going to be like, although hopefully people will actually go to the game if the Browns can't get the job done the next couple of weeks here. But I just feel, everyone's talking about just what the energy he's bringing by being able to practice and things like that. Well, let's see some of that energy in Washington on Sunday.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Daryl, did you watch Baker last night?
I did.
All right, what do you think?
I put it on X. I'm not going to compare his numbers to the Browns offense, but look, good for him.
No, wait a minute. You said, okay, because you said you put it on X. I'm like, well, let's hear what you got there, buddy.
Yeah, I made the fatal mistake because, again, people can't take jokes on social media.
I can't.
I did the Simpson things. I will not compare Baker Mayfield's stats to the Browns offense, and I kind of like repeated that until I ran out of characters there. But here's what folks need to understand about the Baker thing. First of all, I'm happy for Baker. Secondly,
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I really feel just because of his personality and how he is and how he attacks and approaches playing football, he needed to be kicked down a few times, okay? And I don't think we would have gotten the Tampa Bay Baker Mayfield here in Cleveland. We saw glimpses of it, but, you know, he needed to become the underdog again. And also, too, I think he needed some maturation. And for that to happen, he needed to be kicked in the teeth a few times. And that obviously happened with the Browns trading him to Carolina. You know, not working out in Carolina, not really working out, with the Rams. And then he ends up in Tampa, and, you know, he's tasked with replacing the greatest of all time in Tom Brady. And it's worked very, very well for him. But that's why I made the joke, because I think it's a little bit of an apples to oranges comparison here, just because I don't feel like this iteration of Baker Mayfield that the Buccaneers are getting right now, I just don't think we would have seen that in Cleveland had he stayed and things worked out.
Yeah, Daryl, that it's one thing for us to say it, and we were all on record about how we felt about that situation. Basically, everybody in town was on record. But what about the front office and, you know, their decision-making throughout the process?
Well, there were some how do I want to say this? I feel like that there were some maturity issues behind the scenes. I think that's the way I'll phrase it. You know, setting aside the, you know, on the field struggles, right? You know, he had one season that was just completely derailed with the injury, and you know, I don't know if he had to play to make sure he got his endorsement money or whatever, but it just that whole season was derailed by his injury. And then, you know, the next year, there was a lot of stuff that happened behind the scenes that, you don't want from your franchise player, your franchise quarterback from a leadership standpoint. Just not the best example to be setting for folks within the organization. And I think that Baker learned from that experience. He was a little hard-headed. There was a moment where I think it's okay to tell this story now. There was a moment I remember where I forget which season it was, but he was receiving some counsel from a team official just about, you know, hey, you know, this is how you should navigate this situation. And Baker basically told the person to go bleep themselves. And that was pretty much what he said to this person. And so when I talk about maturity, these are the type of things that, you know, I'm referencing. You know, there were people within the Browns that legit tried to work with and help Baker, and he just wasn't interested in learning and listening to them.
Well, that's pretty enlightening in a lot of ways. I mean, I think it's possible that people can mature over time. Like, I do believe that he's a more mature quarterback than he was then. Probably overall person as well. I mean, he's married, he has a kid. That tends to mature a man. And maybe the situation, I think if he didn't try to make that tackle, I think he's probably still here. I do think that ownership liked him very much as people don't want to believe that. Daryl, moving to this football team, David Njoku, Sunday, yes? Yes?
I'm leaning that way. You know, the reason he didn't practice yesterday, this is all part of the process and the management. If he doesn't play Sunday, I'll say this. Why didn't you put him on injured reserve? Right? This will be the, third or fourth week that he's missed. Yeah. So I hope we see him Sunday. They need him desperately Sunday. If not for anything else, Ken, then to help block up front.
That would help. Myles Garrett, he's dealing with an injury. What's the pitch count on him?
Yeah, he was a little over just under 60%, I should say, last week. The week before, he was closer to 50%. So I think that's a positive trend there, Ken, that he played a little more.
Daryl, is that a big reason why, like Jim Schwartz said yesterday, they're 1-3 defense, and we're wondering maybe are they not as good as we thought they would be? And Myles Garrett's kind of been a part-time player.
Well, they're a 1-3 defense because they haven't tackled well. You know, which has led to them not getting off the field as much. It's led them to giving up more yardage than they did a year ago, led to them giving up more points than they, you know, did a year ago. So I feel like it's a domino effect there, Anthony. So, you know, and Jim Schwartz, he doesn't hold back. He tells you what's on his mind, and he's not afraid to not be diplomatic about things. And he basically said that they have to get their stuff together. and you know, start playing up to expectation. And that's not about Myles Garrett being a part-time player. You know, Myles Garrett not on the field doesn't excuse guys for missing tackles.
If they lose this game on Sunday, what happens?
Another classroom full of kids is going to be in tears because of you.
I didn't guarantee anything to anybody this week.
That's a cheap shot.
I do feel like this is the classic, which is not very good for the Browns' future because it feels like a classic situation with the Browns, and classic isn't good, where everybody's losing their mind, myself included.
Yeah.
And everybody's excited about Washington, and they just go in there, and Washington sucks up the room, and they win.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, and I think I said this with you Monday, right? I mean, it'd be the most Browns thing ever.
Yes.
You know, these are two games. They just lost. They're coming off two losses that they against inferior opponents that they should have beaten, right? And then the most Browns thing ever would be they go to Washington, and they shut down and beat the hottest quarterback and one of the hottest teams in the league to start the season, and Jaden Daniels. And to your point about rest and Deshaun, that's why I'm done with the excuses. You know, this kid came out of college, and he's setting NFL records. He's got an 82% completion percentage. And, you know, I mean, he's 7 touchdowns and whatnot. So, believe it or not, it is possible to, like, step on the field after having time off and perform. See Joe Flacco. Did it again last week for the Colts. So, yeah, they need to go to Washington. They need to win this game, because if they fall to 1-4, you're in for a rough morning Monday.
Yeah, but I'm starting to get used to rough mornings, which isn't good. Daryl, thank you very much for the time. All the best. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Hopefully it'll be a happy conversation. If it's not happy about the Browns, at least hopefully it'll be happy about the Guardians as well.
That's what I was going to say. Hopefully we have some good October baseball to get us through these turbulent times.
It's been a different fall, man. Daryl's been carrying around a flamethrower lately. I love it. Daryl, take care, buddy.
You bet. Have a great weekend.
The great Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.